What we're going to do is we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday with adrenergic antagonists, and then we are going to do a little bit of a recap and a recount of the neuro drugs. So, adrenergic antagonists can be quite selective for their receptors. The first drug class we're going to talk about is alpha-1 receptors. So, alpha-1, if you block alpha-1, what effects are you going to get? What's the major place that you want to think of when you think alpha-1 receptors? Not the heart, but you're in the right system. The blood vessels, and in particular, arteries. So if we stimulate alpha-1, we're going to get what effect? Vasoconstriction. Now, if we block alpha-1, we're going to get vasodilation. So what that does is we can use it to treat high blood pressure. Now, what were the three places we said had alpha receptors? Arteries, eye, and bladder. So we can also use it to treat benign prostate hypertrophy, where the prostate becomes enlarged and starts squeezing on the urethra. By relaxing those muscles, you actually help the flow go a little bit better. So think Jerry Stiller's character in Zoolander. He's having trouble going to the bathroom. If he took one of those drugs, it would relax the prostate a little bit around that bladder and allow him to go to the bathroom a little bit better. We can also use it to reverse toxicity of epinephrine. Now, what is the toxicity of epinephrine that we're talking about? What do we say? Too much epinephrine can do what to the tissue? It can kill it. It can cause necrosis. So what we can do is if a person starts to have tissue necrosis from epinephrine, we can administer an alpha blocker and it will reverse that. Pheochromocytoma. Gosh, that's a big word. What does that mean? Well, if you guys had your PDAs, you could just look it up. So I'll tell you what it is right now, and I hope you'll remember it because we're going to talk about it again later on in the course. And then when you get to MedSurg, guess what you're going to have to remember? Well, I guess you'll have to relearn, some of you. Pheochromocytoma. Now, anything that ends in oma, you always think of what? Lymphoma, carcinoma, cancer. So pheochromocytoma is a cancer of the adrenal glands. Now, what does the adrenal gland produce? Hormones. And what particular hormones do we have? So we have epinephrine, norepinephrine, and then we have a couple others. Now in this case, the adrenal gland pheochromocytoma cancer is going to produce epinephrine. So if you have a cancer that's producing epinephrine, what do you think the side effects of that cancer are going to be? Okay, could be tissue necrosis. What else? So vasoconstriction, and that's what's actually causing the necrosis. What else would epinephrine cause? High blood pressure. What about heart? High heart rate and increased contractions. The person might have chest pain because their heart's cramped up all the time. So we can use alpha blockers to treat the alpha-1 stimulation effect of pheochromocytoma. And then there's something called Raynaud's disease. Raynaud's disease, or Raynaud's phenomenon, is a phenomenon where someone starts having vasoconstriction of the extremities, have extremely cold hands, and if it gets severe enough, can cause tissue necrosis. So you can use alpha-1 blockers to treat that. All right, now, adverse effects. Orthostatic hypotension. Now, what did we say ortho was yesterday in health assessment? We used it in the term orthopnea. What do we say the ortho meant? All right, what's orthopnea? Trouble breathing while lying down. So what do you think the ortho stands for? No, that's the pnea. So the ortho would be the lying down versus sitting up. So orthopnea is difficulty breathing related to position. So here we have orthostatic hypotension. So we have low blood pressure associated with
position.
Now, this particular one is if a person is lying down, where's the blood in their body? Kind of all over, right? Now, the moment they start to sit up, what happens to the blood? It starts being pulled down into their feet. Then they stand up, and what happens? It's all the way down their feet because of gravity. Now, your arteries are designed to vasoconstrict and push some of that blood back up to your head. So have you ever gotten up real fast and you're like, woo, and it takes you a second, okay, I'm better now. Any of you ever had that experience? Well, orthostatic hypotension is when the person's body can't compensate, and so they stay dizzy for a while. And it's a leading cause of falls among elderly people. So these drugs can cause orthostatic hypotension. Now, the two big causes of orthostatic hypotension, just as long as we're here, we might as well mention it. One of them is, what are we talking about here? Alpha-1 blockers. The other big cause of it is dehydration or low volume. All right, then it can cause a reflex tachycardia. Why would alpha blockers cause a reflex tachycardia? All right, so if we cause vasodilation, blood pressure goes down, how does your body respond to that? But it puts out epinephrine. And the epinephrine is going to tell blood vessels to constrict and heart to go faster. But if we can't vasoconstrict because we've got drugs saying, hey, don't do it, then the only thing left is the higher heart rate. So that's why it would cause a reflex tachycardia. It can also cause nasal congestion. This should make sense because what do we use to treat nasal congestion? Sudafed, which is an alpha-1 agonist, stimulator. So now, then it shrinks up the vessels. So now if we vasodilate those blood vessels in the nose, it should make sense that it can cause nasal congestion, or at least make it worse. Also, inhibition of ejaculation. Some men who are on these drugs have difficulty having an orgasm. And then finally, it can cause salt and water retention. And that goes back to this idea up here of orthostatic hypotension. If your body is vasodilated and detects, hey, blood pressure is dropping, it's going to try and raise blood pressure. One of the ways was by the tachycardia. The other way is by increasing blood volume. So that's through sodium and water. All right, here are some of the drugs. Actually, this is all the drugs that block alpha-1. Now, out of these, what do you notice they have in common? Zosyn or Osyn. Now, this one is a little bit different than the others because it's not used for hypertension. It's only used for BPH. The reason for that is because, for some reason, it doesn't have much effect on blood pressure. So it has the fewest side effects. This one is called Flomax because your urine flows to the max. See those marketing geniuses. The one you're going to need to know for this class is Terazosin, and it's used for both hypertension and BPH. Now, there's another one you need to know for this class, and that is this bottom one, phentolamine. And the reason for that is because what we would use to treat pheochromocytoma and Raynaud's disease to prevent tissue necrosis.